Barb, I'm so sorry. I was just totally going to move to the next interview.
No worries. An indoor-outdoor patio sounds great. I'm standing here at the Holt Rest Area right now.
Well, you should have came in studio. I could have gave you a nice cup of coffee.
Would you occupy the two kids for me, too?
I can do that. I got two of my own. We got stuff for them to do here. I've got the tablet. They can dive right in.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. I'm here to talk about the town hall I'm having to get your questions answered about Michigan's new tax changes. It's going to be Monday, March 12th at 5 p.m. at the Sam Corey Senior Center, which is in Holt. I'm going to be so honored, Tony, to have some special guests with me. And they are Representative Joan Bauer, Representative Mark Meadows, Mitch Bean, who's the director of the Great Lakes Economic Consulting Firm, and, of course, Bob Holt, who's an AARP board member. So we're going to have a great group get those tax questions answered for residents.
And that's a big concern from folks, and I know we don't expect you to have CPA knowledge, but you'll have experts there to help folks with all their questions.
Right. I'll have the people that do have the knowledge to answer those specific tax questions. You know, it's tax preparation season right now, but a lot of the other changes went into effect January 1st, like the pension tax and that sort of thing. And although they don't necessarily affect your taxes that you're preparing now, they do affect some decisions you need to make now.
All right, Barb, before I let you go, I want to ask you a couple more quick questions. Right to work in the state of Michigan, it seems that unions are being very proactive in this issue, where the governor has not at least publicly put that on the front burner of his agenda. What's your take on this?
Well, my take is someone has to stand up for the working men and women of our state and the children of our state. And if certain elected officials aren't going to do that, then we need a grassroots organization of people that are going to stand up for the working people of our state. And if that's what this is, I haven't seen the proposal, but if that's what this is, then I would certainly support it, because we need to make sure that we are standing up for the middle class, and I don't see that in the legislature right now.
All right. When it comes to right for work, there's data out there that shows that it works in other states. Why couldn't it work here?
I question that data and where it came from, because the data I've seen is that it does not work for middle-class families.
I have someone I know out where I live in Williamston, and he's a union guy. He works for the state, and he wonders, it makes him mad that he has to pay so much money to the union, especially when those funds go to non-union activities, like to people's campaigns and to issues that he has no concern about. What about people like that who are tight with their money and don't want to give it up for that?
Well, he needs to talk to his organization, because there are strict regulations on campaign donations and union dues and that sort of thing. And oftentimes people's understanding isn't necessarily what is law and what actually happens. But it is working families that we need to stand up for, and our kids that we need to stand up for. And that's what I support, is standing up for Michigan's middle class.
All right, Barb, how's the campaign going?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm staying busy, working hard, and I look forward to earning your votes as well as your listeners.
Well, you are running for Ingham County Clerk, and you're going to have some serious competition from the Lansing City Clerk.
And I look forward to earning your vote and everyone's vote. I'm working very hard.
All right, Barb. Enjoy your day. Get those kids off to school.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.